the history of Central, it's something I reckon no one would really even think about. It's pretty fascinating, though. And it seems that it wouldn't have been known if not for two history buffs, Josephine and Arthur Foster. What did they do, and how did they build this body of work?
Yeah, so part of the exhibition is showing these amazing photographs that this couple took around 1900. So the state government announced that they were going to clear this massive, sprawling 19th century cemetery that was cutting across the old sand hills. And so they spent decades working out where they were going to put this new central station. And then they finally decided it was going to be where it is. And so they basically announced that to the public that it would be in a couple of months' time that they were going to start resuming it. And so they made this announcement, and family members were encouraged to come forward to claim remains.
Wow.
And at that time, yeah, a couple of locals, the Fosters, they were living in Surrey Hills on Albion Street. They were just history buffs. Really interested in Sydney history, and they decided to actually document the cemetery, take photos of the cemetery before it was actually cleared.
So we're talking a cemetery which was obviously busy, central cemetery, for about, what, 80 years or so?
That's
a lot of bodies there.
yeah, we really just do not know, we just don't know what the total number of people buried there was, but it was completely overcrowded and inappropriate. So it actually had formally closed to new burials in the 1860s. So it had about a 40-year life. Mm. It was consecrated in 1820, and that was when the town, in 1820, it was well outside the town boundaries. From 1820, it started its life as a cemetery, and it grew very crowded very quickly. So we have in the exhibition details about health concerns and complaints made to the city council about the inappropriate conditions. It was just being overcrowded very quickly.
There must be some amazing stories that were uncovered as part of this exhibition. Do you have any favourites that you'd love to share?
I think probably the amazing thing is the words that were written on many of the headstones. Mm-hmm. And it's actually that language which really got us thinking about how we could how we could design an exhibition which really focused on the lives of people who were living in 19th century Sydney. So when the Fosters recorded what was written on the headstones, they're just amazing biographies of people who lived at the time, obviously often very tragic. I mean, there were a lot of young people who died, you know, from accidents or illness, lots of children, lots of, life stories on these headstones. And the language is really Victorian era, over-the-top emotional language and a lot of Gothic poetry and Bible verses. So it was those kind of dramatic descriptions of people's lives that really got us into this idea of listening to the voices being read out and listening to what it was like to live in Sydney. So the exhibition is actually not a traditional exhibition. There's items on the walls that you can look at, but you're listening to a story through headphones and your own mobile device.
Oh, wow.
So it's actually a 35-minute narrative, and the story unfolds through a narrator's voice, an actress's voice, telling the story of this space in Sydney. So it's kind of an immersive, emotional journey where you meet some of these characters.
That's really amazing. I love how you've done that, and you've let people bring in their own headphones and have a listen
to their own phones. Yeah, it's BYO smart device and headphones,
It must be, I mean, it's a little bit very creepy as well. I mean, some people find cemeteries creepy and ghostly, but, you know, it's also so much history and also, you know, this is life. You know, people die, unfortunately. But I'm just having some look at some of the photos on the website, and as you say, it was very crowded, the headstones everywhere. What happened to those headstones? Do we know where they ended up?
Yeah, so some of them. So basically when the government announced that they were going to clear the cemetery, relatives, descendants were encouraged to go forward and to claim remains. So if you knew that, you know, your great-grandma was buried there, it was up to you. You had a choice. of what cemetery you would like those remains moved to. So cemeteries all through Sydney received remains, like okay. Rookwood and Waverley and so forth. And then the vast majority that sadly weren't claimed, they went out to Bunurong, which is at La Perouse, and it's currently the Botany Cemetery.
Oh, the one overlooking the water?
Yeah, at Botany, yeah.
Oh, wow. So there must be some really, there must be some really old headstones and
there are. You can actually see a small remnant of what is left. Yeah. There's about 740 out at the Botany Pioneer Cemetery.
It's amazing to think that Central back then was on the outliers of the town.
Yeah.
Now, of course, we think of it as being, you know, the middle of the CBD pretty much. But they chose that site for the Central train station, which I guess ultimately it still is, back then, but wasn't sort of in the centre. Do you know any history about why they chose that spot?
Yeah, look, I suppose one fact that the cemetery was taking up a lot of space. So it's quite common in many cities around the world to actually clear old cemeteries as the cities grow up around them.
Sure.
So I guess they were having debates for like decades, and it's a real Sydney story about infrastructure and growing population and what, you know, what to build over, what to destroy and build again. So that's one of the big themes that we look at in this exhibition is the story of Sydney. It never changes.
Sydney forever expanding. Yeah,
that's right. And knocking down and building up again. And so there was lots of debate about to put the Central Station at Hyde Park. And that would have destroyed a lot of very significant early colonial buildings like St. James Church. And also they were talking about it, putting it at Dawes Point. Obviously, this is before the Sydney Harbour Bridge was built.
Sure.
So they had all of these debates, and in the end, they decided to put it where it was. Their cemetery was very overcrowded, but it was also overgrown and semi-abandoned. So it was a dodgy place. It was a dodgy end of town. There were some nefarious activities that would take place in the nighttime. But also the old Redfern station was there. So if you were catching the train in from a rural area like Goulburn or, you know, the Central West, you caught the train into Redfern and then you had to get out at Redfern and then catch a tram into the city. So I guess they were hoping to replace then that old station with a new station. So I guess there was precedent. There was a railway that was in that Redfern area.
Fair enough. They're a really interesting story.
Speaking
of ghosts, have we seen any ghosts? Do we know if there's any ghosts still haunting Central Station?
Look, it's really interesting. We, as part of the exhibition, we went down to the ghost platform, which is this semi-abandoned platform, which is above the active platform to Bondi Junction. And it's really a space now where Sydney trains stores stuff. And so it was half built in the 70s for a Northern Beaches line that never happened.
Wow.
So it's really weird space. And so there's this all these urban myths that's built up over time that like Sydney train staff reckon that they hear children's voices. But, you know, it's kind of this, because it's a weird space, you know, it just kind of, it is a weird space. It's kind of natural that they sort of start talking about that.
Oh, I love those sort of stories. I love a good ghost story.
That's right.
And there's a haunt, abandoned platform. That freaks me out.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
I know. So we actually filmed, we did a slow film of ghost platform.
Oh.
So when you go into the exhibition, you'll see in our second room a really slow moving projection of the ghost platform. So even though public can't get to the real ghost platform at Central Station, you can see a version of it in our exhibition.
Amazing. That sounds so good. We're talking to a senior curator from the State Library of New South Wales. And just once before we go, I believe you've done a podcast sort of covering this called The Burial Files.
That's right.
Where can people check that out? And what have you been talking about on there?
Yeah, so when we did the exhibition, Dead Central, we realised there's so much information and so many amazing stories that we could not fit into an exhibition. So we decided to make a podcast series called The Burial Files. And we go much deeper into the story. We get to talk to interview amazing historians who tell these awesome stories about medical history in Sydney, the criminal underbelly of Sydney, and some of the stories about the people buried in the cemetery. And we also talk to train buffs, and we even talk to a forensic anthropologist because they've found some human remains because they're digging up the metro for the metro at Central Station. So that was very exciting as well. So it's 9 episodes that you can binge and listen to on any of your podcast platforms that you subscribe to.
Sounds amazing. I'm going to check that out. I'll do a good history podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
Fantastic. Well, the Dead Central's on at the State Library all the way up until, is it May next year?
May next year. It's been extended. Yeah,
great.
And it's free. Just bring your device and your headphones.
Fantastic.